You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. Please do visit the website, willag.org, farmassetsconference.com. Hey, that one's coming up really fast, and it's your opportunity to come meet and talk with a bunch of university folks, a bunch of the folks that handle great big data. Take a look forward now that we have a new president at what you might think about the next farm bill and allow your opinion really to be heard. It's just $30 if you come and you're there that day. That whole $30 gets reimbursed for you. Again, that is the 22nd day of November, the Farm Assets Conference. You can find all the details on the website at farmassetsconference.com. Now let's talk about the weather forecast. Mike Tenora is here. He's with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Mike, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Todd. Hope you're having a great day out there.
Oh, here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting, we've had a fantastic week so far. One more day on Friday, but I want you to take a look at not what's happening here yet. We'll come back to wheat country in just a bit. But into South America, tell me about the planting season. They're progressing and have been pretty well.
And we think they're going to further advance as we move into next week. The main reason is that even though there will be some fairly significant rainfall over the next 5 days, a notably drier pattern begins across a large swath of South America, especially from Argentina into Brazil and Paraguay throughout next week. So that's going to more than likely allow planting to advance once we dry things out a little bit. It did rain quite a bit this week. It's still going to rain a little bit more through the weekend, but once we get into Sunday and Monday, all of the rain ends, and we don't think there will be much in the way of rainfall for at least a week. So a pretty good situation for soybean planting in particular as next week progresses.
And then come back to the United States. Wheat producers, I think, are maybe a little worried about their crop, and especially in the Plain States and some other hard red winter wheat growing regions.
Yeah, there are several areas that are in need of rain related to both the hard red winter wheat crop that you're talking about, but also the soft red winter wheat crop too. If you look at some of the areas of dryness that we can see here, pretty big chunks of the central and southern plains that are fairly dry, and also the delta and into the southeast U.S. are dry as well. This area of dryness has been steadily expanding over the last 60 to 80 days, and there's not much in the way of rainfall, if any, for the next week. So we're starting to get a little bit concerned about it as well, but it's real early. We know that generally wheat yields are driven by what happens in the spring, not so much what happens now and in the winter. It's still important because, of course, you'd like to see these crops established under good conditions. It just doesn't look like that's going to be the case, at least not in the near term. Even though we do have a chance for rain coming up next weekend, so we're talking 8, 9, 10 days from now, that chance doesn't look all that great, and it would mostly be in parts of the Corn Belt and the Delta with amounts mainly under a half of an inch, even if that happens. So all in all, we'd like to see a wetter pattern for the wheat crop, like you mentioned. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like too much is on the way over the next 7 to 10 days.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather. He is in Chicago, Illinois. I'm Todd Gleason at NAFB in Kansas City.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers, helping farm families succeed for 100 years.